إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We extol Him, we laud Him, we beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the misdeeds of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our affairs and actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I publicly, without any coercion or compulsion, bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul, his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul is me, and from the two of them countless men and women. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the family ties and relations that you have among you, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a word that which is correct. If you do, Allah will repair your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of successes. And as to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every going astray is in the hellfire. We have mentioned in some of the khutbahs in the past the grave, serious, tumultuous issue of sin. We have mentioned some of the narrations from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with some ayat from the Quran. We mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ ذَنْبٌ يَعْتَادُهُ الْفَيْنَةَ بَعْدَ الْفَيْنَةِ وَلَهُ ذَنْبٌ مُقِيمٌ عَلَيْهِ لا يفارقه حتى يفارق الدنيا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, there's not one slave, believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that he has a sin that he does time and time again, or a sin that he does continually, and he will not leave off doing that sin until he departs from the dunya. And we also mentioned the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ تَحْتَ قَاعِدًا تَحْتَ الْجَبَلْ يَخَافَ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ. That the believer is one who looks at his sins as though he's sitting at the base of a mountain, and that mountain is about to fall on him, meaning his sins. وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرْ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ ذُبَابْ وَقَعَ عَلَى أَنْفِهِ وَقَالَ هَكَذَا بِيَدِهِ. That the fajr, and the fajr is one who does his or her sins, and they know that they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in addition to that, one of the attributes of the fajr, while doing the sins, they do it and they don't care that people look at them or know that they're doing it. They view their sins as though there's a fly on their nose and they just shoo it away. And we also mentioned in the past that the true believer are those people, the true believers are those people who don't look at the size of their sins, but they look at the one who they disobeyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three types of believers in the Quran. He says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ خَيْرٌ بِالسَّبَقَاتِ خَيْرٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ السَّبَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are three types of believers. The one who wrongs himself. The one who transgresses the bounds and wrongs his own self. The one who is a zalim on himself by transgressing the boundaries of Allah. And as Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever exceeds the boundaries of Allah, wronging their own soul in any way whatsoever in disobedience to Allah, whoever transgresses the bounds, they wrong themselves. And the second person is muqtasid, the one who is intermediary, in the intermediary position, in the moderate position, between the one who wrongs himself and the one who is sabiqun bil khairat. Sabiqun or khairun bil sabaqat. The one who does the good, he's always doing the good all the time. These are the three types of believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Today we'd like to focus on those individuals who wrong themselves, who commit sins, and how we should view those individuals who commit the sins according to the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the aqwal of the Salaf. How the people of the past had the ideas or how the concept of those people of the past on how they dealt with people who sinned from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, an authentic narration, of course, collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Yasma'il al-Mughira, rahmatullahi alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Unsur akhaka al-Muslim. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. Assist or help or aid or give support to your brother or sister in Islam who is zalim or who is mazlum. The one who wrongs himself or the one who is wrong. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. Give assistance and help and support to the one among the Muslims, your brother or your sister, who is wronging their own soul or who is being wronged. Qalu, the companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nansuru hadha al-ah, or Nansuru hadha zaliman. فَكَيْفَ نَنْصُرُهُ وَهُوَ مَظْلُومٌ. كيف ننصره مظلوما؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لصحابته. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه. تأخذ فوق يديه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم's companion said, O Messenger of Allah, how do we help him? We know how we help him when he is the oppressor against himself. When he is the oppressor to others. But how do we help him when he's the one who's oppressed or wrong? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَأْخُذُ فَوْقَ يَدَيْهِ. Literally it means, put your hands on top of his hand. Put your hands over his hand. Help him when he's oppressed. How? To keep him from wronging himself. Stop him from wronging himself. Those individuals who wrong themselves, assist them by holding their hands, which is a part of الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَلَى الْمُنْكَرِ. And joining in the good and forbidding the evil. What we need to know, brothers and sisters in Islam, is when we find out that a Muslim has committed a sin, and we don't care if the sin is major or minor, how should we conduct ourselves, how should we deal with that Muslim, male or female, who is committing sins and atrocities? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us in the authentic narration collected by Tirmidhi, and Imam Ahmed and Abu Dawood, when he was ascending the minbar, as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, Sa'ida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al minbar, fanada bi sawtin rafi'in wa qal, Ya ma'ashar, man aslama bi lisanihi, wa lam yufdi al-iman ila qalbihi, la tu'zu muslimin, la tu'zu al-muslimin, ولا تعيروهم ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar said that the Messenger of Allah was ascending the minbar as he was coming up the stairs the three stairs of his minbar, he said with a loud voice, O party of Muslims and hypocrites! O party of Muslims and hypocrites! Those who are sitting with the Muslims and the hypocrites, because both of them used to go to the Jummah. Ya ma'asara man aslama bilisanihi. O party of people who make shahada with their tongue. وَلَمْ يُفْدِ الْإِيمَانُ إِلَى قَلْبِهِ. But the iman hasn't really become complete in their heart. Don't revile and rebuke the Muslim. Don't blame the Muslim. Don't upbraid and chide the Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to say, وَلَا تُعَيِّرُوهُمْ and don't revile them. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عَوْرَاتِهِمْ and don't expose their sin. And don't expose their sin. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَتَبَّعُ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ فَتَتَبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَتَبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُهُ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ أَرْحَلِهِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't expose his sins, for surely whoever exposes his brother or sister's sin, who has committed an atrocity against Allah, who has committed an atrocity against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever has violated the principles of this man, whether it is zina or getting high or gambling or whatever, whoever exposes that Muslim sin, then Allah will expose their sin. And Allah, whoever Allah exposes their sins, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he will expose their sins even if it's in the interior of their home. Even if it's in the interior and the privacy of their home. And then Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, said that one day when he was at the Kaaba, he was looking at the Kaaba this day, and he said, ما أعظمتي وما أعظم حرمتك ما أعظمتي وما أعظم حرمتك. He said, oh, how tremendously great you are, O Kaaba. Oh, how tremendously sanctified and sacred you are, O Kaaba. Talking to a stone building. Talking to a building that has some speciality with the Muslims and speciality with the companions. Oh, how great and how sanctified and sacred you are. But to Allah, Abdullah ibn Umar said, Allah, to the Allah, the mu'min's sacredness is greater than you. The mu'min's sacredness is greater than you, O Kaaba. Do we, when we find some dirt on the Kaaba, when we find a nick on the Kaaba because of the time that has passed by, when we find some ledges on the Kaaba, when we find anything that is wrong with the stones or the bricks in the Kaaba, do we start dismantling it and tearing it down and say, no, let's take it apart and make it circle instead of a square or make it a triangle? No. So how much more your brother in Islam when you find the fault in him and you tear him down? How much more? As one of the people of the past said, to throw a stone at your neighbor's dog is to harm his brother. To throw a stone, a rock, at your neighbor's dog, a dog that can't even be in the house, a dog whose salada is legit, is to harm your brother. How much more is to expose his sin? And it is reported that Isa ibn Maryam, it is attributed to him, a narration, the Prophet of Allah, Isa ibn Maryam, that he said, لَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ كَأَنَّكُمْ أَرْبَابٌ وَانْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ عُيُوبِكُمْ لِأَنَّكُمْ عَبِيدٌ فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ رَجُلَانِ مُبْتَلَى وَمُعَافًا مُبْتَلَى وَمُعَافًا فَارْحَمُوا أَهْلَ الْبَلَى وَاشْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى الْعَافِيَةِ. الله أكبر كبيرا. عيسى ابن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام وعلى نبينا كذلك said, don't look at the people's sins and mistakes and faults and shortcomings and defects as though you are lords, as though you are God. But rather you should look at your own sins. You should look at your own faults. You should look at your own defects, because in reality, you're slaves. And there are only two types of people. It was attributed to him that he said, مُبْتَلَى وَمُعَافَى. those who are afflicted and tried with whatever test they're going through in their sins, and those who are pardoned and made secure. فَرْحَمُ أَهْلَ الْبَلَاءِ. So have mercy on the one who's being tested and afflicted with the sin that he's doing. And thank Allah for protecting you from it. This is the way the Muslim should be. This is the way of the people of the past. And this is why Al-Sha'bi, rahimahullah, he said, مَنْ اسْتَقْصَى عُيُوبَ إِخْوَانِهِ بَقِيَ بِلَا صَدِيقٍ. He said, whoever looks for the faults of their brother in Islam, they are left with no friends. Whoever keeps seeking for the faults and the sins of their brother in Islam, they are left with no friends. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are some principles and guidelines, some rules and regulations pertaining to people who commit sins. Those rules and regulations have been laid down in the Quran, and the ulama of Islam divide the expose, or the exposition, or the exposing of people's sins and the people who sin into two categories, and there is no difference of opinion among the ulama. People fall into two categories regarding their sins and how we should deal with them. The first type are those who don't broadcast their sins. Those who commit a sin, and whether they make the tawbah or not, they don't expose their sins. They don't allow the Muslims to see them making those sins. Because those who make those sins, and they don't care that people look at them, they are the fajra. They are the fajra, the fujjar. The fajr is the one who doesn't give a hoot about people looking at his sins. He stands right in front of the masjid after the Jummah prayer and lights up the cigarette. Doesn't care. He comes right outside with the makeup on, with no hijab. He doesn't care. As for the person who tries to hide their sins in the night, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day, when Allah has hid it, those individuals who don't expose their own sins, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu fid dunya wal akhirah." Whoever hides the faults and the sins and the defects of their brother or sister in Islam, Allah will hide their sins and their faults and their defects and their shortcomings in this dunya and in the akhirah. In this dunya and in the akhirah. As for those people who broadcast their sins and they don't care, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مِنْ عُمَّتِي مُعَافًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. Everybody of my ummah will be excused and pardoned except for those who broadcast their sins. When the person admits their sins and broadcasts their sins, this is the type of person that you are supposed to expose. And backbiting doesn't involve him. It is permissible now to backbite the Muslim, male or female, that exposes their own sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was confronted by two men, the hadith in al-Bukhari, and one of those two men who was a shepherd, he had a person who worked for him, Asif, and the other man had a wife, and that shepherd boy committed fornication, and the woman, of course, it was adultery with each other, the wife of the other man. And one of the men, the man who was the wife, the husband to the wife, was afqah. He was more knowledgeable in the deen than the man who was the shepherd. So they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, we want you to make litigation between us. Judge between the two of us with the book of Allah. The shepherd said, I went to some of the people and they told me to ransom 100 sheep and free a slave girl. The other man said, I went to the ulama. I went to the elders, those with knowledge, and they told me that the boy had to be whipped 100 times and exiled from the land. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. I swear by the one who has my soul in his hand, لَأَقَضِيَنَّ بَيْنَكُمَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. I will judge by Allah between the two of you with the book of Allah, and the word book of Allah here means the sunnah, because there's no verse in the Quran for the verdict of the adulterer. And then he said, وَغْدُ يَا أُنَيْسُ عَلَمْ رَأَتِ هَذَا فَإِنِ اعْتَرَفَتْ فَرْجُمْهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Unayn, go to the wife of this man. Go to the wife of this man. And if she admits to her crime, if she says that she's guilty, then stone her. And Unayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to her, she admitted her crime, and then she was stoned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that surely Allah does not love those who broadcast other people's sins publicly. For those people who broadcast other people's sins publicly, they will have عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ They will have an amazing, painful punishment in this life and in the next. For publicly broadcasting people's sins who didn't broadcast their sins themselves. Whoever exposes a Muslim publicly and broadcasts their sins, no matter how great the sin is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them with an azabun aleem in the dunya and the akhirah. These are the principles, brothers and sisters, on exposing your brother and sister in Islam. If we don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know, and no one knows better than us after Allah, we know best what we do in the interior of our home. One of the attributes of the kuffar is to expose each other. As Frank Gifford is in the news today, being exposed for messing with some woman other than his wife. This is an attribute of the kuffar, to expose each other. To show each other sin. This is the attribute of the people who are against the Sharia, exposing the Muslim sin. I ask you, brothers and sisters in Islam, which of you have no sin and you are ready to expose your brother? Which of you are so great in the eyesight of Allah that you can talk about somebody else and not look at yourself? When the prophets of Allah, when you go to Adam, the first human being and first prophet, and ask him for intercession, He will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. I went to the tree. I disobeyed Allah. Go to Noor. Go to Prophet Noah. And then Noah, the first messenger of Allah, will mention the thing that he did. And he will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. I'm afraid for myself. Go to Ibrahim. And then Ibrahim, Khalil Allah, the bosom friend of Allah, he will be afraid for himself. And he will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. These are the Anbiya and Rusul, the prophets and messengers, afraid for themselves. How much you? How much more you, ready to always emulate and imitate the kuffar by exposing your brother and sister in Islam, those who haven't exposed their own sins themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our awrat. To cover our awrat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our awrat. To not expose those things that we have done, which no one has seen except Allah. To not expose ourselves and not be subject to those people who want to emulate the kuffar and expose those Muslims who try to cover their sins with the tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us believers for each other and friends of each other and helpers for each other. And when you see the brother or the sister who is wronging themselves, then you should stop them. You should change the wrong with your hand, and if you can't, then change it with your tongue, and if you can't, then change it with, then hate it in your heart, and this is the least of faith. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who remember that time is short, and that we should continually say to ourselves, Nafsi, Nafsi, I'm afraid for myself. I'm afraid for myself. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين